By the end of 8 grueling weeks, it had become apparent that Corporal Doherty and the other DIs had done their jobs well. We were hard physically, had developed endurance, and had learned our lessons. Perhaps more importantly, we were tough mentally. One of our assistant drill instructors even allowed himself to mumble that we might become Marines after all. Finally, late in the afternoon of 24 December 1943, we fell in without rifles and cartridge belts. Dressed in service greens, each man received 3 bronze Marine Corps globe and anchor emblems, which we put into our pockets. We marched to an amphitheater where we sat with several other platoons. This was our graduation from boot camp. A short, affable-looking major standing on the stage said, "Men, you have successfully completed your recruit training and are now United States Marines. Put on your Marine Corps emblems and wear them with pride. You have a great and proud tradition to uphold. You are members of the world's finest fighting outfit, so be worthy of it." We took out our emblems and put one on each lapel of our green wool coats and one on the left side of the overseas caps. The major told several dirty jokes. Everyone laughed and whistled. Then he said, "Good luck, men." That was the first time we had been addressed as men during our entire time in boot camp. Before dawn the next day, Platoon 984 assembled in front of the huts for the last time. We shouldered our sea bags, slung our rifles, and struggled down to a warehouse where a line of trucks was parked. Corporal Doherty told us that each man was to report to the designated truck as his name and destination was called out. The few men selected to train as specialists, radar technicians, aircraft mechanics, and so on, were to turn in their rifles, bayonets, and cartridge belts. As the men moved out of ranks, there were quiet remarks of, "So long, see you, take it easy." We knew that many friendships were ending right there. Doherty called out, "Eugene B. Sledge, 534-559, full individual equipment and M1 rifle, infantry, Camp Elliott." Most of us were designated for infantry, and we went to Camp Elliott or to Camp Pendleton. Camp Elliott was a small installation located on the northern outskirts of San Diego. It has been used rarely since World War II. 35 miles north of San Diego lies Camp Joseph H. Pendleton. Home today of the 1st Marine Division, it is the Marine Corps' major West Coast amphibious base. As we helped each other aboard the trucks, it never occurred to us why so many were being assigned to infantry. We were destined to take the places of the ever-mounting numbers of casualties in the rifle or line companies in the Pacific. We were fated to fight the war firsthand. We were cannon fodder. After all assignments had been made, the trucks rolled out, and I looked at Doherty watching us leave. I disliked him, but I respected him. He had made us Marines, and I wondered what he thought as we rolled by.